The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Jan Murphy along with my husband Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jan.
We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and Dave's been an ASC Master Technician for over 40 years. At Murphy's Auto Care, we service all makes and models. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays by appointment to serve you and your family's automotive needs.
That is right.
We have a great show in store today. You can call 426-AUTO at Murphy's Auto Care, or you can contact us anytime at murphysautocare.com to request an appointment or to learn more about us. You can also email Dave, dave@murphysautocare.com. Most importantly, we're live in the studio today. You can call us today at 457-1290 to talk about your vehicle concerns. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
We like helping people out there. There's no such thing as a silly question, so give us a call today, 457-1290, and we will be answering all your questions.
Absolutely. That is our goal here today.
To the best of our ability.
We will. We certainly
have a lot of experience.
Well, between us, I think we do.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing this together for a long time, and I don't mean just the show, but
Working together. Yeah.
You have been around the automotive industry longer than you probably want to admit to. But
well, I know what questions to ask. I just don't know how to fix anything.
That's okay. Yeah, you do. You fixed me for a long time, made me better. So anyway, so folks, welcome to Auto Talk. I am Dave, as my lovely wife just introduced me, and I appreciate that. If you're new to Auto Talk, well, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, thank you so much, and please feel free to call us today, as Jan mentioned, at 457-1290. And I just want to share with you what we attempt to do here every week, which is we want to help people understand their vehicles, understand what's going on with, you know, the automotive industry. But most of all, we're focused either on the show here or in our business about on keeping your vehicle safe, helping you keep it dependable, because we know in the long run that's what saves you a lot of money. Because you know what? The average person now drives their vehicle how many years? Over 12 years now. So the average life, or I should say the average age of a vehicle on the roads in the United States is over 12 years. So that says a lot about, you know, the quality of vehicles and also I think the focus of people to take care and maintain them. So that's what we like to talk about here. So we
have a car that's over 12 years old
that we still
drive
yeah.
every day.
Yep, we do. It's very possible, you know, and I have to
maintenance
say.
Maintenance is the key. In the long run, maintenance will save money.
It is.
On those untimely repairs. Putting things off, it just kind of creates a snowball effect, and then it's when you least expect it, or you're not financially prepared, or you're going on vacation, or you need your car. People come to rely on their automobiles, and you know, breakdowns can be prevented.
Absolutely. You know, and I have to say that we, of all the years we've been doing this, and actually I'm now servicing, and our crew is servicing at least the third generation of customers we've had that have supported us through Beaver Creek, Kettering, and all the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base areas. But, you know, we're working on all these cars, and I can honestly say that vehicles that we have maintained on regular schedules about three times a year and folks have, you know, followed our recommendations, rarely are broken down. I mean, rarely do they call us and say my car won't start. Rarely do they call and say I'm having it towed in. So we do try to work with folks and get them to understand the value of that. So, yeah. So, hey, we know we've got some callers. We're going to go right now to the line. I'm going to go out to George. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
Our pleasure. We're glad you're joining us here on Auto Talk. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a 96 Buick Regal.
Okay.
She's an old girl. And in the wintertime, I seem to have problems with the door handles. You know, trying to get into the door to get frozen, and I think I have problems with actually opening, you know, having the door and being able to open them up. And my question is, can I get parts to change, you know, cables or anything like that out on the vehicle? Is that readily accessible, or am I, you know, with such an older car?
Yeah. You are truly going to start running into at least local parts accessibility. Yeah, that's going to become more difficult. You know, I guess the good thing about the internet, there's lots of sources out there. That's where I would go first. But the first thing I would do is determine what really is at, you know, failing on the vehicle. Now, we got a lot of age on this vehicle, and so there's a possibility, you know, that linkages and latch assemblies and things like that are just worn. Most likely they are. You know, I don't know how many miles are on it, but it doesn't really matter. It's just old. And a lot of those latch assemblies use little plastic inserts as well, and they've long gone, fallen off, and they're in the bottom of your door right now, probably. So then, of course, what happens is it's a metal-on-metal wear problem. And, you know, so the first place to start is get the door panels off, look at it, assess it, determine what you really need. You know, potentially you can repair it, you know, by looking. You know, take it apart, look at it. You may be able to repair it and get some of those components. Now, when you mentioned that the door handle is difficult to operate, you're talking about the handle on the outside of the vehicle, right?
And that
gets worse the colder it gets, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like my knees and my ankles and all that stuff. I get worse, too, the colder it gets.
Me too, brother.
So with age, but luckily I'm still functioning, right? So,
right.
Yeah, and I'm sure, have you used some kinds of lubrication to try and spray in the areas you can see?
Okay.
Have you tried that? That's what I, you know, start there. But most likely, George, you're going to end up, you know, if you do this yourself, have take the door panel off and be aware the clips that are on the door panel are all going to snap, too, if you haven't had them off just because of the age. So I would say first sit down, look for some resources for interior door panel parts and door parts on the internet, because dealers and other folks aren't going to have parts for that locally. Typically, they're not. So,
well, thank you for the tip. I really appreciate that. That helps me out a lot.
Our pleasure. And if we, you know, let us know how it goes. There's nothing like walking out your car in the morning when there's snow on it. You can't get in it.
Right.
Great excuse to go back in the house.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You do the same. Take care, my friend.
All right.
Bye now. Funny. Great question. You know, we do run into that.
Actually, we run into that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, coming into the cold weather, yeah. And it's, again, it's not convenient when you're on your way somewhere to not be able to get into your car.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's something we're going to be faced with here as we go forward. And we're going to see a lot more of that. But I'm going to go right now. We're going to go out to, looks like, Lauren. Hello, how are you? Thanks for joining us on Auto Talk. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there. You there, Lauren?
Yes.
Hi there. How can we help you?
We got a problem here. Over the past 2 years, it's probably cost us $1,000 just trying to redo wiring because of squirrels.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard the animal activists have changed the covering on wires to where it's a soy-based product or something to where they just think that's a dessert now.
Your car's a smorgasbord. That's right. That's what's happened.
Yeah. And we've had probably four different cars and been in multiple times. Yesterday, we had to have the gas tank dropped on a Honda Odyssey so they could fix mm-hmm. the wiring.
Sure, sure. Are do your cars sit outside? Are they do they sit outside or are they in a garage?
Right now, they've got to sit outside, yes.
Yeah. So it's probably chipmunks. And some squirrels, you know, that your car is a nice little home for them to get up in. And yeah, we face this a lot, certainly in this part of the country. There's a lot of different options and suggestions. If you actually go online, you can look at it. But the things that we've found is that there's actually some, you know, pepper sprays. You can spray that in an aerosol on underneath the vehicle. But the problem with is that as you drive it and, you know, you get wet roads, that washes off rapidly. So whatever else might be they're attracted to in your yard or in that area, you're going to have to, you know, try to eliminate that. I know what we see a lot is folks come in with their vehicles and there's all, you know, the squirrels have gotten in their garage or in their, wherever it is that they have, are keeping pet foods. And those pet foods all end up inside the car, like in the cabin air filter area or up in the blower area for the cap, you know, the HVAC system. Occasionally we'll find them underneath on the engine, on the intake manifold, because that's nice and warm. And yeah, you will find them up on top of the gas tank and along with the frame rails and stuff too. So I wish I had a great answer for you. You can place mothballs and things like that around the vehicle up, you know, in the frame areas, but you've got to do something to detract them, you know, give them an odor that they don't like, and get them away from the car.
Okay.
Might try that. I would just go get some mothballs. Try that first. Place them underneath the vehicle and see, you know, I mean, eventually they're going to come back. you live in an area where they live. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, there's too many nut trees, and I can't get rid of all of them.
Yeah. Well, you, if you're like me, you probably bought a lot that had nut trees on it because you thought it was really pretty. And I know we did that about 26 years ago, built a house on it, and, of course, now we have to have garages just to protect our cars. So it's the way all it is. Right. But, all right, my friend. Well, good luck with that, and hopefully they stop eating your car.
Okay.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
That was a good question. You know, I saw recently a bar of Irish Spring, cut it in half, you know, break it in
half. Awesome. Yep.
And that is supposed to deter, I forget what kind of rodents, maybe mice. Also, I know that for mice, they don't like steel wool at all.
True.
So that's another thing.
And that would stay. You could put that on a vehicle, right?
Right. Right. So that's not, you know, Irish Spring, I think it's the scent of the soap. And that would deteriorate after a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful what you put under your hood, you know, because you don't want to do any damage to anything.
Well, and neither one of those things actually would do it. And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm obviously had forgotten those options. But that does work, you know, just break a few chunks off of that. Some kind of soap, something that gives off a very
strong,
you know, a strong fragrance that they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not appetizing.
No.
Right?
No,
I
absolutely.
Know when my mom washed my mouth out with soap, it wasn't very appetizing.
Why did she wash your mouth out with soap?
I don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, we
never really understood that.
We'll discuss that at a later time. Folks, we do have lines open. Give us a call at 457-1290 here on Auto Talk. We'd love to talk to you about what's going on with your cars.
And real quick, why don't we talk about we're looking for great people?
We are. We're very blessed. You know, our business is, you know, over the years continues to grow and grow and grow. And right now we're looking for technicians. And by the way, if you are one, if you know someone, you have a family member or a friend that you you think highly of that perhaps is an ASE Master Certified Technician, or at least an ASE Certified Technician, someone that has impeccable references and by chance certainly are very gifted at what they do. And the most important thing that we're looking for in people is that they will never put money ahead of people. Give us a call. Call us at the shop. Call me personally at 937-426-2886 or just email me at dave@murphysautocare.com. We would love to talk to you about joining our team.
And so I think we're going to run to a quick break in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to do that here in a second, but like I said, I just want to remind people, give us a call. This is a great day. We really want to be talking to people today, especially about preparing their vehicles, right?
True.
As we go into these not-so-friendly seasons, because have your car prepared, maintain it, and you're going to have a lot more trouble-free driving as we go forward. And let's face it, we've got a lot of places to go here as we move.
Well, not to mention preparing for the evening rush in the dark. This time of year, it's going to be dark when people are getting off of work and going to the grocery and running their errands in the evening. It's going to be dark. Make sure your lights, your turn signals, everything's working appropriately, or you might get that ticket. And
absolutely.
We will talk more about that when we come back from a break.
Stick with us. We'll be right back here on Auto Talk.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to Medicare, feel like a winner with Medigold. New benefits include acupuncture, an over-the-counter monthly allowance, an expanded dental network, and a comprehensive drug formulary that includes generic Viagra, plus a $0 copay for generic and preferred generic drugs at mail order. Call 1-800-964-4525 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week, or visit us online at medigold.com. Medigold is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Medigold depends on contract renewal. Plans and premiums vary by county.
You put in your time. You paid your dues. Now don't settle for basic Medicare coverage. With CareSource Medicare Advantage, you'll never worry about whether you have all the important benefits you need.
Don't worry.
This is the peace of mind you've been waiting for.
Be happy.
CareSource Medicare Advantage has great features, even comprehensive dental and fitness benefits. And thanks to affordable fixed copays, there are no monthly surprises, and best of all,
don't worry, be happy now.
No worries. Take advantage of hospital, doctor, dental, vision, prescription drug, and hearing coverage in one convenient package. Our comprehensive dental coverage includes dentures, root canals, and crowns.
Don't worry, be happy.
This is so much more than basic Medicare. To learn more, visit caresource.com/Medicare Advantage. Enroll through December 7th.
CareSource is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in CareSource Advantage, zero premium HMO, CareSource Advantage HMO, and CareSource Advantage Plus HMO. Depends on contract renewal.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Justice Mary DeGennaro is the best choice for the Ohio Supreme Court. Mary DeGennaro fought hard to be where she is today, resisting attempts by political insiders who told her to wait her turn and step aside. Because for Mary DeGennaro, the only place to be is in the courtroom. Her never-quit attitude and tough but fair approach has earned Mary DeGennaro the support of police and firefighters across the state. Mary DeGennaro is tough, and her police supporters know that she's the law and order candidate who has their back. Justice Mary DeGennaro has spent her life working hard and earning the respect of her peers throughout Ohio. We need Justice Mary DeGennaro on the Ohio Supreme Court. Experienced, respected, fair. Vote Mary DeGennaro for Ohio Supreme Court.
Paid for by DeGennaro for Justice.
Confused about all the Medicare offers arriving in the mail? Concerned about not receiving all the benefits you're due? Does your plan offer therapeutic massage or an easy-to-use over-the-counter program? Learn more by calling Medicare Planning of Dayton at 504-9999, 504-9999.
Tune in to Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan, Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m. here on WHIL Radio. Hear Dr. Juan Fernandez from Full Life Chiropractic in Troy as he breaks down the tools needed to help you achieve your state of optimal health naturally. Saturdays beginning at 4.
Mostly sunny skies, overall nice weather throughout the day today. 52 degrees, the high temperature, just a very light breeze. Clouds on the increase as we go throughout the overnight hours, and the breeze picking up as well. 41 degrees, the low temperature for tonight. As we go into tomorrow, 59 degrees, the high temperature. Cloud cover likely to increase with a chance for rain in the mid to late evening hours. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk with Dave and Jan Murphy. We're here every Saturday at noon. We love to hear from you. You can call us today at 457-1290. We'd love to talk to you about anything automotive. We've been getting some good calls this morning about all kinds of different things. We love doing the show, try to help you out and help you save money in the long run.
Absolutely. You know, the first caller we had, of course, was preparing for the seasons as we move forward.
Freezing doors.
Freezing doors. That does plague older vehicles. But you know what? I think it's a great segue for us to go into what we were just talking about before we left, was just preparing, making sure all the lights work on your vehicle so you can be seen as well as see where you're going. Very important that, let's face it, that is the way we signal other vehicles and other people that we're in, you know, the car is on the road. So it comes to mind because we were just recently out at night on the highway, a vehicle driving. I mean, we were 9 o'clock at night, no lights on this car, and he's rolling down the road at 70 miles an hour with the rest of people. So just, you know, it just really makes me grit my teeth. I can't believe it that can happen, that people aren't aware. But it's a simple thing to do. Turn your lights on, walk around the car, make sure they work before you get in it.
And I think that's key, walk around the car. I know we've taught all of our young drivers to walk around the car and notice that low tire before you get in it and drive. And, you know, it never hurts to turn your car on, check the signals, check your brake lights, mostly for safety so people can see you and know what you're doing. It's communication.
Exactly.
And how do you feel when somebody cuts in front of you, they don't use a signal, you don't know if they're turning. Just be aware. Slow down a little bit. Be aware of the other drivers out there.
It's very important. It really is. It keeps everybody safe that way. And, you know, keeping those systems working is all part of simple maintenance when your car's serviced. So hopefully you're taking your vehicle somewhere that they check that when you're doing it. So, yeah, absolutely. Let's jump over here. Let's talk to Brian real quick. Brian, how you doing? Hello.
Pretty good. Good morning.
Good, good. Thanks for joining us, Brian. Appreciate you waiting. How can we help you today?
Yes, sir. So I've got a Acura Legend. It's fully loaded, 1996. I bought it used 2 years ago now. And I know the heater core is bad on it, and I took it to a place, and then my daughter drove it back, and when she was pulling in front of the house, the whole inside of the car was filled up with smoke or steam or something.
Yeah.
She thought it was going to blow, so she got out and ran, and eventually I got in and turned it off. But the heater core, when I got the car, came back, it wasn't fixed. So I called back this guy, and I said, hey, man, this heater core, something's wrong. It's still not working. He said, sorry, I can't help you. That can't find that heater core anymore. Nobody's got it. I'm like, okay, somebody on this earth has to have a heater core for this car, or is it just this car I bought for $3,200, can't find a heater core, it's done?
Well, I had one of these. That's a fabulous car. Nice car.
Yeah.
And didn't have a heater core issue with it. But at any rate, typically, I would have to look at some of our resources. But yes, that heater core should still be available. We use a multitude of sources, typically ones that build for the original equipment. But, you know, we're talking about a car here that's 22 years old, too.
Correct.
So,
correct.
You know, after what we're starting to see in the industry is that after a vehicle becomes 10 to 12 years old, the parts proliferation of their availability, I should say, starts dropping very rapidly. But an Acura is a very common car, especially here in the Midwest. Their home is just north of us, basically up in Marysville. So with Honda. But that heater core should be available. If at the very least, it's possible it could be removed and repaired. That's also another possibility. So it doesn't sound like wherever it went, anybody really did anything to it.
Yeah, I think that's probably correct.
Right, right. So, if you want to give, I don't know where you are in town, give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care. It's 426 Auto. We'd be happy to help you if you're anywhere near us.
I'm in Fairborn, so I guess now that I've talked to you, I'd like to bring it over, maybe drop it off, and
do that.
If you guys can find a way to look at it, come up with a solution, be more than happy to.
We would love to do that for you. Just give us a shout, and we will do that for you. We're here on Monday morning, so, or if you want to schedule online, just go to murphysautocare.com. Brian, thanks for your call. I look forward to meeting you. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, great. All right, great. Hey, you know
what? Another great call. I'll tell you, we've had a lot of different things going on today. Real quick, I wanted to take a minute, Dave, and thank our sponsors. We want to thank BG Automotive Products for sponsoring the show. Without them, we would not be here every week. So thank you, BG Automotive Products. Also, KOI Auto Parts, they're the professional's choice. KOI has several locations here in town. They help us. They enable us to have our three-year, 36,000-mile warranty.
Exactly.
Also, Mike's Car Wash. I want to take a minute and talk about Mike's Car Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And right now, you can give the Christmas gift that everyone can use. I know Halloween's over. It's a little early, but now's the time to be thinking about. Through November 30th, you can buy 4 Ultimate Washes and get 3 free.
That's a big deal.
That is a super value.
Yeah,
I know
is.
We use Mike's Car Wash all the time. I love taking my car through there. They have 3 convenient locations, and you can go to mikescarwash.com if you want to purchase those, or at any of the locations as well. Again, that's buy 4 Ultimate Washes, get 3 free. That's a super value that you could give to the drivers and people that you know. And what a great gift idea.
Keep your car clean and make them happy. Everybody smiling, that's
right.
We'll
be right back after a break, and we're going to be taking your calls. Stick with us.
Here on Auto Talk. Be right back.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, one person is confirmed dead after a shooting on Laura Avenue early this morning.
Enjoy the nice weather this weekend because next weekend could be much cooler. I'm meteorologist Jesse Magg. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team traffic, all clear on your roadways at this hour. No major accidents or delays to report. If you're traveling southbound on I-75 from Needmore to 35, that 5-mile drive will take you just about 5 minutes. Our top story, we have confirmed that one person is dead after a reported shooting in Dayton, but their cause of death isn't clear.
That call came in from Laura Avenue just after 1 o'clock this morning. The 911 caller reportedly saying she had been shot in the leg and that her brother was also shot. The coroner's office says 43-year-old Maurice Ambrose died at the scene.
WHIO's Jonah Oddie, right now we're working to learn exactly how Ambrose died as the investigation into that incident continues. An autopsy is scheduled for later today, and we'll bring you updates on this story as we get them. A former Germantown soccer coach is found guilty of sexual battery involving a 14-year-old girl he once coached, but he wasn't there to hear that verdict.
Wednesday, Justin Smith disappeared after testifying in his own defense, and he is still missing tonight.
Obviously, that was unexpected. You know, we break for lunch, and he doesn't come back.
News Center 7's James Brown says the judge is emphasizing the disappearance did not impact the verdict in any way, and a warrant is still out for his arrest. A Dayton man involved in an October standoff is now facing charges.
48-year-old Jimmy Acor Jr. is being charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Cops accuse Acor of stabbing a woman in a Miami Chapel Road home on October 21st, then holding off cops in a standoff for nearly 9 hours.
WHIO's Ron Otto says the woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Mostly sunny skies, overall nice weather throughout the day today. 52 degrees, the high temperature, just a very light breeze. Clouds on the increase as we go throughout the overnight hours, and the breeze picking up as well. 41 degrees, the low temperature for tonight. As we go into tomorrow, 59 degrees, the high temperature. Cloud cover likely to increase with a chance for rain in the mid to late evening hours. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Lots and lots of sunshine around the Miami Valley this hour. Still a bit chilly, though. It is warming up. It's 43 degrees now in Troy, 47 in Springfield, and 50 degrees in Dayton at 1233. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
If you're looking for a new Chevy Silverado, there's one place to go. Find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Dave Kale's the top seller of Chevy Silverados in the region for good reason. Row after row of new Silverados, a wide variety of your favorite colors, features, and horsepower. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find, heavy-duty, and diesel trucks. Take my word for it. The trip to Mechanicsburg will save you money. It's easy. Let Dave tell you about the warm reception you'll receive at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
The weather's going to get cold. Time to find new roads for the big city selection you're searching for at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Check out their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For nearly 40 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet. Find new roads now.
In the governor's race, there's a lot of talk about crime. Well, my name is Sheriff John Linhart, and I've been on the front lines for over 50 years. I'm also a Republican, but I'm supporting Rich Cordray for governor. So is the entire Ohio Fraternal Order of Police. Here's why. Rich was the toughest attorney general we've ever saw. Violent crime was down on his watch, and he wants longer sentencing for drug dealers. Now, we know Mike DeWine, too. He's been around for a long time, but he's been asleep at the wheel, done nothing about this opiate crisis. And his lies about Rich Cordray are pathetic. I know Rich, he's independent. He'll just do what's right for Ohio, no matter what any political party says. Mike DeWine's been in politics too long. He's lost sight of what really matters. Sheriffs are with Cordray, cops are with Cordray, and we hope you join us.
I'm Rich Cordray, and this message is paid for by the Cordray Sutton Committee.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. Is your car feeling a little bugged right now? The bugs of summer can seriously damage your vehicle's paint and cause engine overheating and poor air conditioning performance. Fast Wax at Mike's Car Wash protects your paint and keeps bugs from sticking. So stop into Mike's Car Wash for their debugging specials on Fast Wax that will protect your vehicle's finish and keep you cool all summer long. Head over now to your debugging station at any of the three convenient Mike's Car Wash locations.
Get local news when you want it. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO have flash briefings now available on your Amazon Echo.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And thank you so much for sticking with us today, Dave and Jan Murphy, on Auto Talk. We're here every Saturday at noon. We love talking to you about your car, and we love talking about our cars, and we love talking about cars in general.
We see a bunch of them every week, that's for sure.
Yeah, we do.
We sure do. So, you know, we want to talk real briefly with you about the Goodwill Auto Auction. Auto Talk and Murphy's Auto Care is very proud to be a partner with the Goodwill Auto Auction here in the Miami Valley. And the reason we are is because of all the great work it does here for over 20,000 people annually within the Miami Valley. The way it works is you folks that are listening to us hopefully will donate your vehicles that you no longer need or are planning to perhaps trade in. And those vehicles then are sold at the Goodwill Auto Auction every other week, which we have had an auction today that just wrapped up a big auction. A lot of late model cars too, actually. And then again next on the 17th?
17th.
Yeah, thanks, on the 17th, of which actually one vehicle we have restored as a part of the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM program, which is our third or fourth vehicle, can't recall now this year. It's a Dodge Caravan. It's in great shape. We've gone through it and put it in very good condition. And it's a great vehicle to go there and bid on, especially if you're looking for a vehicle for your family. But most of all, we really want to talk to folks about considering donating their vehicles. And, you know, if it's a vehicle you're not using, it's sitting around, maybe it's that third vehicle, right? And you're wondering if you keep paying insurance on it just to have this third vehicle around, give some consideration to donate to the Goodwill Auto Auction because it helps people right here in our community.
Yeah, those funds stay right here in the community. And the Goodwill Auto Auction, for more information, you can email them or you can call. And that's 228-AUTO or 228-2886. If you call them about your vehicle, whether it's a truck, an RV, a camper, anything, boats, we have been to the auction. It's really, really interesting to see everything that they auction off. Everything's auctioned off. All those proceeds stay right here. So again, if you have something, if you're not going to get much for trade-in or you'd like to just be generous and donate, please call 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886 and donate now. They handle everything for you. They take care of all the paperwork. If your car doesn't run or your vehicle, they will tow it for you. They just make it really
seamless.
So. You know, that's just one more thing you can get off of your list of something you don't have to worry about. Just call 228-AUTO, that's 228-2886, and consider donating, especially this time of year. It helps so many people right here in the Miami Valley.
I just want to say it doesn't matter the condition of that vehicle.
Right, right.
Really, it doesn't. I mean, maybe.
And we've restored some, we call them GEM projects. So, so when they go up for auction, we've kind of gone through them with a fine-tooth comb, and we've partnered with Toma Auto Body. They've done some of the restoration and cleaned them up and detailed them. So there's really a lot of good products that are going up for auction that will help people here in the Miami Valley.
Absolutely. Maybe you're a do-it-yourselfer, and that's great, you know, and you're looking for that project car. Or maybe you're looking for a vehicle. You got a new driver coming up, but you want to work on that vehicle through the winter. Great place to go look. And all you got to do is just go online.
Well, you can go to GoodwillDaytonAuto.com.
Right.
And you can see the cars that are going to be auctioned off on the 17th.
Right.
And, I mean, they just have a lot full of cars.
Right.
And
you
so can
many
get
people
on there,
donate.
See what's available, and go up to the auction and bid. But mostly, go ahead and donate. I mean, it's a great thing to do.
It is. It's good for you. It's good for the whole community. And we just want to say thanks for hearing us out on that one. So at any rate, we're going to go right back to the lines. We are live in the studio today. You can call us at 457-1290. I'm going out to Curtis. He's been very patient. How can we help you today, sir? Hello, Curtis.
Yes,
you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. How can we help you?
I've got a problem with my rear end.
Yours or the vehicle?
both. No.
What's
I've
up?
Got a 05 Jeep Cherokee.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't happen all the time, but just every once in a while, when I take off from a light or whatever, from a stop, I'll get just a boom, 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 just a ratcheting type from the rear end. And it's, you can feel it and everything.
Right.
And now I've taken the tires off and, checked the oil and all that good stuff. I can't find anything. I don't know what I got going on.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about your Cherokee. Great vehicle. So this has probably the 4-liter inline six in it, probably?
It's the V8, or the V6.
V6. Okay, you got a V6. I'm sorry, 05, you're right. And it's four-wheel drive, of course?
Yes.
Okay. Have you serviced the fluids in the transfer case and in the differentials?
No.
Okay, how many miles are on this vehicle?
I got about 140,000 in it.
Okay, so BG Products, you've heard us talk about them if you're a longtime listener to Auto Talk, I hope. BG Products is what we would recommend. And the first thing we would do is it probably has Okay, I need to think about it here now. Limited slip differentials on it. I'm trying to think of the term to start
right.
with. All right. So there's clutches in there, and they have to have the oil changed about no more than every 30,000 miles on them to maintain them and keep them working properly, or else
oh man, now I've got 140, so I'm overdue.
Yeah. So the first thing to do is get the oils out of the differential, certainly out of the rear, and change the transfer case fluid. Okay. While you're at it, just change the front differential too. It's not going to have that same issue, but change the fluids. Start off with the correct fluids. BG has some great products. You can either take it to a service provider in your area that offers that, or bring it to us and we'll service them. But you want to make sure, especially you want to make sure you have the limited slip additive that goes in that oil to start conditioning the clutch assemblies in there. That may be the cause of it. Now, there are other possibilities too, but I would start there first. Start with the basic maintenance things, see how it goes, and see if that alleviates it.
All right, that sounds really good.
Good. Thank you.
About a big expense if it's
well, it will be. It will be if you don't get it taken care of pretty soon. And we may be already there, but I don't. You know, we don't know until we at least get the fluids changed and rule that out. Okay.
All right.
Great.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
We appreciate your call, Curtis. You have a great weekend. Thanks, sir.
All right. You too.
Bye bye. Great call. Yep.
Yeah, that was a good call. I know earlier in the show we had a call about the Acura, the 96 Acura with the bad heater core.
Right.
And
you know, that what came to mind to you probably was the same thing for me. You know, now this gentleman just recently purchased this car and he said that. But when vehicles have the coolant or what we call antifreeze, regularly known as antifreeze, flushed regularly, I got to say.
With BG products.
Yeah, with BG products. I mean, we recommend that because there's conditioner, there's cleaners, new fluids and conditioners that go back in, and that protects the components like the heater core, the radiator, the water pump seals, the bearings. All of those components live longer. And unfortunately, most vehicles don't get that service or that the blessing of that service in their lifetime. So very important to get it done every 30,000 miles.
And those maintenance items are very important. That's also one of the reasons we also use KOI Auto Parts. We do use quality auto parts. I mean, I know people put some things on their car, or they'll go have it a code red, and they slap some parts on there, or they get some parts at the dollar store or online. And that's fine, but that can be a time waster. We do use quality parts so that we can have a good warranty. We don't have to do the job twice, and that's why we use KOI Auto Parts for that too, as well as the BG products.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a reason for it.
There is, and I just want to go to that point right now because I took a phone call this week at the shop. A gentleman had called. He was kind of beside himself with what's going on. He's still got several codes, check engine light on his car, right? And so he'd been on the internet. He'd been to a friend. He'd been to a couple parts stores, had things codes read, which is the tip of the iceberg, not the whole story. And he had already replaced 3 of the 4 coils on the vehicle. Okay? He'd started replacing other components on this vehicle. So he's into this vehicle now for hundreds of dollars, a lot of time spent, and the car's not fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So he was calling us to have us diagnose the car now.
Yeah.
So happy to do it, not a problem. But I just can't stress it enough. That's a call that we get every week, sometimes daily. And it's very frustrating because we know that people now are at their wit's end, right? They're trying to take care of their car. They're trying to fix it.
Well,
but
the approach is wrong. Yeah. It's better off to get the right diagnosis to start with,
put
the right parts on the car, the quality mm-hmm. parts on the car, maintain your car with BG products, and you know, these can be avoided.
Just use good quality parts and start with a great service provider that uses those kinds of parts. So can't stress it enough. I'm going to go real quickly here to the line. I'm going to talk to Bruce. Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Great. Thanks for joining us here on Auto Talk. How can we help you?
Thanks for taking the call. I spoke with you probably about a month or so ago on my dad's 94 Chevrolet pickup back in Iowa.
Out west, yeah.
That had the dropping down at the low
oil pressure. Sure.
It was hot.
Did you get it figured out?
And I was back there, and I'm thinking now as I discovered the receipt for oil wasn't changed since 4/28 of 2015, only 1,300 mile on it. Is it possible the viscosity and the modifiers and so forth, it just had, I think, a Pennzoil on it, put in there, is viscosity has dropped down?
Oh, certainly.
On to do that?
Well, especially on a vehicle, and there's no mileage on it, and let's take in consideration how it probably got used. It probably starts it, drives it short trips. Pardon me. We're starting to build up a lot of moisture condensation in the oil, and yes, the oil package in it is broken down, guaranteed.
That's what, I mean, I took a mechanical gauge back there to put on it this time, and I was getting down to about 13, 14 PSI, idling at about 550, 600 after it was hot.
Yeah.
And the it was coming on check gauges as far as the onboard.
It's possible, and I'll tell you. I mean, is that a possibility? Yes, it is. The real key thing would be, like at our shop, we do oil analysis with a micro lab.
I meant to bring out a sample. I was curious if you could measure the viscosity.
I could. I'll tell you what. If you're not that far from us, if you stop by our shop,
we can do it while you wait.
Well, the vehicle's not here though. The vehicle's in Iowa.
He has the fluid.
Yeah, if I'd have thought about this, I'd have pulled a sample and out of curiosity because I knew I thought you had your machine up running now.
Yeah, we do. So if you're thinking about seeing them again over the holidays or something, stop by us first, give me a call. I'll give you a sample bottle
container.
You can go out, a container you can go out. I'll show you how to pull it.
Well, bring it back. We'll do it. Fluids anyway on it, but I may just out of curiosity bring a sample back with me.
Sure.
Yeah, before you change the fluids.
Right. Yeah. No, I would, because that dawned on me after I got home here. I thought, well, duh, I wasn't thinking about when I discovered the receipt how old it was. And like you said, it had a buildup of contaminants in there as well as a breakdown of the package, since it's just a standard mineral oil and not the synthetic oil.
Well, I mean, again, I'm going to stress this. That's a possibility that's what's going on. I have an inclination, a gut feel, there's still something else. But, hey, let's start there, right? Let's get good oil in it that's got a known good viscosity and see how it goes.
I wonder about the pump, too, but we'll let that go for another day then.
Hey,
thank you, Dave.
Great question. Good talking to you again, Bruce. Hopefully we get a chance to see you.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great question. You
oh,
know,
yeah. I'm
the
glad
saga
he called
continues.
Back. I'm glad he called back. We love hearing from people and finding out, you know, what happened and if we could help them or not, especially. But, you know, he brought up a great point. We do the engine analysis, the oil and the engine analysis.
It's like a blood test for your car.
It is. It's so cool. We've been doing them quite a few lately. And, wow, talk about having a crystal ball. And like he said, the oil viscosity can break down. It's not about mileage. It's just as much about time as it is mileage.
Right, and the time and the usage on that. So
right. the atmosphere, the moisture.
Environment it operates
right.
in.
So maybe you put 5,000 miles on your car in a year, but you still need that oil changed.
Absolutely, you do. Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're seeing. That's what we've been telling people for years, but now we can actually confirm it by doing oil sample testing. And I got to tell you, it's a real eye-opener. It really is. It really, truly is. And it also helps us find things that no other service provider is going to find. As an example, a vehicle that's starting to use antifreeze, we're going to find that before there's ever a symptom of overheating, a temperature gauge that's maybe a little higher than normal. If you have one of those vehicles that has that propensity, which I hate to say it, Hondas, Chryslers, a lot of those vehicles see that issue. Head gaskets failing and so forth, we're going to find that way, way, way before anybody else will. So
give us a call at 426-AUTO. That's 426-2886. Or you can go online and schedule an appointment for your oil engine analysis. We can do this while you wait.
Absolutely. And by the way, it's not just engine oil. It's transmission fluid. It's differential fluids. And any fluid that's in the vehicle short of antifreeze, we can test and give you a very scientific analysis of what's going on with the engine or the component. Hey, folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back. We're live here on Auto Talk. I'm Dave, and along with Jan Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
The case on lobbyist Zach Space. Space took $14,000 from Nancy Pelosi the same day he voted her away to raise energy costs and kill Ohio jobs. As a congressman, Zach Space voted with Pelosi 93% of the time. When voters threw him out of office, he became a special interest lobbyist cashing in on government. Now, after having his law license suspended, Space is taking hundreds of thousands from those he will audit, including $5,000 directly from someone under audit subpoena by the state auditor. Zach Space is unfit to be Ohio auditor. We need a genuine leader with ethics and a record of success. A five-time watchdog of the Treasury, Keith Faber has a record of balancing budgets, lowering taxes, and reeling in government spending. Keith Faber's efforts helped Ohio gain more than 500,000 new jobs. Faber brings small-town values to government. Hard work, efficiency, and transparency. Keith Faber for Ohio Auditor. Paid for by Friends of Faber.
When it comes to Medicare, feel like a winner with Medigold. New benefits include acupuncture, an over-the-counter monthly allowance, an expanded dental network, and a comprehensive drug formulary that includes generic Viagra. Plus, a $0 copay for generic and preferred generic drugs at mail order. Call 1-800-964-4525 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Or visit us online at Medigold.com. Medigold is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Medigold depends on contract renewal. Plans and premiums vary by county.
You put in your time. You paid your dues. Now don't settle for basic Medicare coverage. With CareSource Medicare Advantage, you'll never worry about whether you have all the important benefits you need.
Don't worry.
This is the peace of mind you've been waiting for.
Be happy.
CareSource Medicare Advantage has great features, even comprehensive dental and fitness benefits. And thanks to affordable fixed copays, there are no monthly surprises, and best of all,
don't worry, be happy now.
No worries. Take advantage of hospital, doctor, dental, vision, prescription drug, and hearing coverage in one convenient package. Our comprehensive dental coverage includes dentures, root canals, and crowns.
Don't worry, be happy.
This is so much more than basic Medicare. To learn more, visit CareSource.com/MedicareAdvantage. Enroll through December 7th.
CareSource is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in CareSource Advantage, zero premium HMO, CareSource Advantage HMO, and CareSource Advantage Plus HMO. Depends on contract renewal.
Ma'am? Inspection's done, and I've got some bad news.
How bad?
Well, see here, your carbide pressure switch flame control sensor's going bad. If I were you, I'd just replace the whole darn furnace.
Sad but true that too many people have that kind of experience. At Advanced Heating and Cooling, ethics come standard. We try to repair before we replace and carry a AAA rating with the BBB. Call us now for an inspection and cleaning of your furnace for just $69.95. Advanced Heating and Cooling, 937-654-2276.
Persian Rug Gallery is having a year-end clearance sale through December 9th. Come in today to save up to 70% off all of our affordable hand and machine-made rugs. Get ready for the holidays with a beautiful new rug. Persian Rug Gallery, affordable luxury for every budget.
Hi, I'm Dave from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk. I'd like to talk to you about donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction GEM Project. Murphy's Auto Care and Toma Body Shop have teamed up to restore three vehicles donated to the Goodwill Auto Auction this year. Your donation funds over 40 programs helping more than 20,000 Miami Valley residents become independent. It's also a great tax deduction, and one call is all it takes. To donate, call 228-2886 or go online to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Mostly sunny skies expected throughout the day today, topping off with a high temperature of 52 degrees and just a light breeze coming out of the southwest. Overnight tonight, cloud cover is increasing with a low temperature of 41 degrees by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to Auto Talk. Glad you're here with us. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, along with my lovely wife, Jan, my co-host here of Auto Talk each and every Saturday. We're glad you're riding along with us. We've had a great show. A lot of people calling in with a lot of very interesting questions. I want to take 1 second, and I just want to segue into a commercial we were just talking about. You know, we have been very, very proud to be partners with the Goodwill Auto Auction, and I just want to remind people coming up November the 17th, our fourth Goodwill Auto Auction gem will be auctioned off. It's a great vehicle. It's been completely restored by our team at Murphy's Auto Care as far as all the wearables, and that vehicle is ready to get out and roll and give you a lot of great mileage. And it'll be auctioned at the Goodwill Auto Auction Saturday morning. The auction starts at 10 a.m., and that will be November the 17th up on North Dixie Drive. Check them out online.
GoodwillDaytonAuto.com.
Absolutely.
They'll have a list of the cars going up for auction. You can find out how easy it is to donate your car. If you've got a car sitting around, an extra car, car you're not using anymore, a car that a family member's not using anymore maybe.
Right.
It could do a lot of good for the community if you would just consider donating it.
Absolutely. And it is so easy. You know, you call 228-2886, which is 228-AUTO.
And they do everything for you.
Holly or Megan,
yeah, they,
great. They know what they're doing. You
they
can
handle
call them
the
anytime.
Paperwork. They handle the towing if you need it towed.
Right.
They'll just make it seamless for you. And it's just a great feeling knowing how much you can help people right here in the Miami Valley by donating a vehicle today.
Absolutely. So please, we ask you, and we're appealing to you, help folks out. We love doing it. I think it makes everybody feel good. So consider that the next time you're looking at that vehicle in your driveway. Also want to say thanks again also to Mike's Car Wash. You know, I couldn't help thinking about it because of the special they have going on. Christmas is going to be here before you know it.
It's buy four ultimate washes and get three free. I mean, that is seven washes.
I am just a simple man, right? And I like simple. So when it's time to Christmas shop for my family and friends, this is great because I can either roll in and get my truck washed and buy gifts for everybody
right
in my
there.
Family, mm-hmm. and I'm done.
Or
and
you can go online if you don't want to leave the house. You can go online to mikescarwash.com and you can see about all their specials, all their locations. They have great hours, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you're out and about, especially as it gets dark in the evening and you're coming home from work, go get your car washed and do your Christmas shopping.
So you know what I'm buying you for Christmas
One
already, right?
One-stop shopping.
Right. There you go, yeah. So you'll be happy for months.
I will be happy. Yeah, yeah. I love Mike's
car. You always are happy. That's
I love Mike's Car Wash. I come out of there. I mean, it's easy. It's quick. The people are so friendly. And I come out of there, and I'm like, oh, clean car. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, just want to go real quickly, and I'm going to say thank you to Jacob. Jacob, thanks for supporting us today on the show. We're going to take one more call, and we're going right now to Patricia. Patricia, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you for waiting. How can we help you today?
My husband had to replace the steering column in my 2007 300M Chrysler.
Uh-huh.
And now the engine won't start. Are we going to have to take that to the dealer and have it flashed?
Quite possibly. I assume he got a used steering column assembly?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the security system in it, factory security system, probably is not recognizing your keys. Did you get keys with the steering column?
The key is in the dash.
Yeah. Okay. So it's still not recognizing it, but you're going to have to either have it towed to a dealer or to someone locally that can program that.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You're
Thank
very
you
welcome.
So much.
Thanks for your patience. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Great question. That's interesting. That's a challenging repair for someone to do at home. But here again, like so many repairs that people get involved in, you know, you have to get it back. You have to get a program. Sometimes just a simple thing like changing the battery, right? You have to change. You're going to have to reprogram it. The vehicle has to know that now it has a new battery.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We've had a really great show. It's been super fast, as always. It's the fastest hour in radio. Stay tuned and come back in next Saturday at 12. We love doing the show every Saturday at noon. And I want to make sure you exercise your right to vote rather than
Get
your right to
there.
Complain.
There you
Get
go.
Out there Tuesday and vote, everybody. It's our right, and it's just the right thing to do.
Have a safe weekend and keep your car in good shape. Thanks.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.